Well, we cross over now to Gorakhpur, India. Joining us on the line, Dr. Kafil Khan, lecturer at the Department of Pediatrics at the BRD Medical College. Kafil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Only one thing, that now I'm not a lecturer of BRD Medical College. I'm expelled now. I'm terminated from my service. So I'm ex-BRD lecturer.
Okay. Shukran for the clarification. Omicron, this variant of the COVID-19 virus, is taking the world by storm. Has it reached India?
Yeah. Omicron has reached India. It's already 25 cases are already detected in India. And it's spreading very fast, like five times every day. So we are expecting the third wave, actually, but we are predicting that will be around February, March. 2022.
Okay.
The Omicron is the B.1.1.529, and WHO called it as a variant of concern. No?
So tell us, what is Covaxin? We understand the Indian government is pushing for it, but it's found to be only 50% effective in terms of protection.
Yeah, I will come to Covaxin. Before that, I just want to tell you, viewers, yes. Listeners, about Omicron. The transmissibility is fast, what they are saying, but we don't know the severity, that severe that Delta wave is and killing people. But what we know, that any virus which is, can kill anyone. So people have to take precaution, hand washing, mask, and social distancing. Reinfection is happening those who have got the vaccine. RT-PCR test is still good, but you have to look for the S spike genes. Vaccine is going to be effective. That's why they're talking about the third, the booster dose. A treatment is still continues to be steroid and interleukin-6 receptor blocker. So remember, all those ivermectin, remdesivir is not going to help in this also. Steroid and the interleukin-6 receptor blocker are the mainstream treatment plan. Yeah, and now come to the Covaxin. Covaxin is initially, since its beginning, it's in controversy. And the phase 3 trial result came, India started giving their people Covaxin. And even after more than 200 million doses, WHO gave the approval this month on 3rd of November, but the Lancet, which is our best research journal, has said that Covaxin is only 50% effective. So I don't know why the Indian government is not allowing Pfizer and Moderna-like vaccine to India.
We understand that India has reached the 1 billion mark in terms of the number of people vaccinated. Is that correct?
More than 1 billion, 1.4 billion, they are saying. But the total two both doses, people have got only 50% of the population has got both two doses.
So what does that tell us about the vaccine program in India? How is it unfolding?
We have a PM Care Fund, and the government has allocated 35,000 crores for this vaccine budget, and they said that they have increased the petroleum prices from 70 rupees to 110 rupees to collect the money.
How are they able to reach the poorest of the poor in the rural areas when it comes to vaccine rollout?
So see, we have very, very, very stringent system to deliver this vaccine since inception of Universal Immunization Program 1985. We are delivering around 1 billion doses, to the mass of BCG, polio, DPT, hepatitis B. So this is the same chain we are using, and then now the private sector is also playing a very good part. So that's where we are achieving.
Is there still a challenge with vaccine hesitancy? Is it more amongst the educated upper class, more amongst the poor?
I agree with you that vaccine hesitancy is one of the concern, because that's the reason that people are hesitant to take the second dose. And there are still more than 30-40 crore people who have not taken even one dose, because there are so many misinformation on the WhatsApp and other social media about the vaccine, that if you get the vaccine, easily you will get the infection, and if you get the vaccine, you will become impotent. If you will get the vaccine, you will, you know, die. So there are so many misconceptions. The same thing happened with, I know, when I was in childhood, the polio vaccine, you know. Mm. So this is the thing we have to create awareness, and I think, I hope we will overcome with this.
We know the political situation in India is fairly tense, especially between Hindu and Muslim with the BJP government. Is this in any way playing out in as far as vaccine rollout is concerned? Is preference being given to Hindu over Muslim? Is the politics entering the equation, in other words?
No, not at all. I won't agree with you and that the government don't discriminate on the giving vaccine on the basis of religion. But yes, I agree with you that there's so much hatred on the basis of caste and religion. You can just know that UP, Uttar Pradesh, the biggest state in India, is going to for election. And they say that election will be fought only on two bases, the nationalism and Jinnah, father of Pakistan nation. So this is the way they are going to play in the pool and dividing Hindu and Muslims, but not on the on the vaccine plan. I don't agree with that.
All right, Dr. Kafil Khan, shukran so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah Hafiz.